We're studying from the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 102. We remind you, you can ask questions in our website, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Item 102.
Together, yeah.
The four bechinot, te'amim, nekudot, tagin, otiyot, tanta, are discerned in Parzuf Nikudim too, since all the forces that exist in the upper ones must exist in the lower ones as well. But in the lower one, there are additional matters to the upper one. It has been explained that the heart of the Hitpashtut, expansion of each Patsuf, is called Ta'amim. After it expands, the Bitush of Omekif and Opnimi occurs in it, and through this Bitush, the Masach is gradually purified until it equalizes with Pederush. And since the upper light does not stop, the upper light mates with the Masach in each state of Aviyut along its purification. This means that when it purifies from Prina Dalet to Prina Gimel, the level of Chochmah emerges on it. And when it comes to Prina Bet, the level of Bina emerges on it. When it comes to Prina Aleph, the level of Zera Anpin emerges on it. And when it comes to Prina Shoresh, the level of Malchut emerges on it. All those levels that emerge on the Masach through its purification are called Nekudot. The Reshimot that remain of the lights once they have departed are called Tagin. The Kelim that remain after the departure of the lights from them are called Otiyot. And once the Masach has been completely purified of its Aviyut de Guf, it is included in the Masach de Pederosh in the Zivug there, and a second Patsuf emerges on it.
Understood, right? We already read and learned a lot about that. What's important for us now is that we are studying this together. Meaning, I don't care what words I'm hearing. I just want to hear through a common ear, a common heart, a common kli. That's what's important. It's a lot more important than what I understand. Understanding is worthless. I'd wish to forget everything I'm learning, because then I'll have a better way of being together during the study, that the light that reforms will connect us. Understood? The learning becomes the study of Torah. Otherwise, it's just worthless. Understood, right? There's no question about that. What's your question?
What do you mean that we can all hear it in one ear?
I want to use this text that I don't understand a word about, or even if I don't know Hebrew, or even if I do, I don't understand these terms whatsoever. And by reading this text that talks about lights and vessels and spiritual actions, I wish to be together with the friends, so that in this way it will work on me. By that I bring myself closer, because I'm in a group, and we're together. We're always studying together. It's either that or death. And wanting to be together, along with the light, these actions will influence us. They will become clarified in us. We'll begin to feel how it works, because we will become a kli. We just have to desire that to happen. So now we're learning pticha or tes or whatever. No. What we're learning is how, through the true connection, we can come to a state where the Creator is revealed and we bring Him contentment. Yes.
Yes, but what's missing to me is the essence of the work.
That's what I'm thinking about as I'm studying. That's it. I don't care about anything else.
What am I thinking about?
How do we study together so that the light influences us?
That's what you're thinking. What should we think about in the 10?
I'm telling you.
What about? I didn't understand. Well, I understand that you're thinking about something.
You are sitting around the table, right?
Here with the view. And what are these people thinking about?
We're thinking about how can we be together so as to enjoy the light that reforms. If we try to be together as a common kli, it influences us to that extent. We evoke it, we attract it. And to the extent that we wish to connect together in order to bring contentment and so on, then it influences us. Then it influences us. Because the Kabbalist writes about spiritual actions, and when we wish to be included in them, then we are according to our intentions, according to our efforts. That means that we're studying. Otherwise, you're studying wisdom and not knowledge and not Torah. And you're not changing. Like it says, knowledge in the nations believe. You'll be smart.
What I'm missing is the light that reforms. Should I think about that as well?
It will influence you, yeah.
Yeah, but should I draw it? Well,
you draw it by wanting to be together with the friends. By that, you draw the light. You only have connection with the vessels. That you and the friends, you are desires. If you aim your desires to somehow connect together, you expect the light to connect you and to appear in you, to bring contentment to the source, then it will work. Then it's already working. Listen and do it. 103.
And here, in Patsuf Nikudim, it was done in precisely the same manner. Here two Patsufim emerge, Ab and Sag, one below the other. And in each of them are Teamim, Nikudot, Tagin, and Otiot, Tanta. The only difference is the izdakhut of the Masach, the purification of the Masach, was not done here because of the bitush of Omakif and Opnimi, but due to the force of Din in the ending Malchut, including in those Kelim, as written in item 90. For this reason, the empty Kelim did not remain in the Patsuf after the departure of the lights, as in the three Patsufim Gilgalta Absagdak, but broke and died and fell to Bia.
Okay. Yes, Danny.
What is the force of Din in Malchut? It's clear that it's not the ordinary Bidush, but what is this, the force of Din in the Malchut that caused the...
The force of Din or judgment that's in Malchut is that she wants to receive but she can't, and then she uses that force in order to bestow. Her Oviyut becomes Zakut. The thickness becomes purity. Din means that the will to receive, the original, the natural will to receive that exists, then is revived, it becomes mercy.
So it's a force Malchut have acquired and comes instead of the Bitush of Ol Mekifin Opnimi?
Yes. That's by the light that reforms. There's a different use of the desire, but a use of it. It's being used. However, by changing the form of the way of usage, then instead of Oviyut, it becomes Zakut. But it's the same Oviyut, it's only working differently. He writes about it. The vessels were renewed. new vessels were created. You want to read again, 103, if there's a problem? And here in Partsuf Nekudim, it was done in precisely the same manner. Here too, two Potsufim emerge, Ab and Sag, one below the other, just like we had Ab and Sag above the Tabu. And in each of them there are Te'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, and Otiyot. The only difference with respect to what happened there in Ab and Sag is that the Hizdachachut of the Masach, purification of the screen, was not done here because of the bitush of Ol Makif and Ol Pnimi, but due to the force of Din in the end in Malchut. The force of Din in the end in Malchut is the appearance here in the shattering of the vessels of the stony heart, that there is no correction of this desire. It stays in order to receive. And when the great light of the final correction appears, then the light that corresponds to this stony heart awakens. And then there is a beating between them. For this reason, the empty vessels did not remain in the Potsuf after the departure of the lights, as in the three Potsufim Galgalta Ab Sag of Ak, but broke and died and fell to Bia. Meaning the will to receive that there was no way to make an intention to bestow over it, then that caused the total shattering. No? What? Shai, what do you want? No? Okay. Yes, Baruch.
What's left after the departure of lights?
That's a problem. After the departure of the lights, remains the will to receive in order to receive, because it is in order to receive over each and every desire that exists. It is separate from others. There is no masach that connects it, and that connects it with the light to the same extent. But now each and every desire to receive feels removed from other desires, each one according to the individual desires and the ego in it. And that's one. Two, the will to receive cannot exist without the light, the force that revives it, the force that gives birth to it and maintains it. And so in each of them, there is a force of livelihood. You know what it's similar to? That atoms, in atoms, all those particles inside spin very fast. Where do they get any power from? If you take an atom, it spins for a few years, let's say. How does it continue? Where does the power come from?
If it's not in the absolute zero temperature.
Yeah, but that too is something you can't reach. So it's only the unfolding of it. You're saying correctly, but it's only the appearance of it. Even if you keep it in the same temperature, in the same condition, when you release it, it keeps moving. Where does it come from? It comes from the light that enlivens the whole of creation. That's it. That's a given. Where does matter in general come from, even without its movement? And so this is a force that exists in each and every desire after the shattering, and it enlivens the desire, and that is actually a desired state, a needed state, because now from the opposite state we can start building the corrected state. And so there is another thing that's missing here, because what happened in the world of Nikudim happened on the levels of still vegetative and animate. There is no speaking degree here. Now we need to build, in addition, a specific potsuf called Adam HaRishon, and that it will go through a shattering as well. And its shattering will be in its intention, in its essence. And then, after that, we need to talk about the correction and bring this whole structure to the final correction.
What stays there after the departure of lights? Does it depend on the departure of lights?
After the departure of the light remain the reshimot. The reshimot inside the vessels. These reshimot aim the vessels towards correction.
Why does he write in 22 that the reshimot remain after the departure of lights, and also after the departure of lights, what remains are the kelim? What's the difference in the definition?
There's lights and vessels, there's desire and there's light that builds the desire and sustains the desire.
In this way, the Reshimo is like light after the departure of light?
Reshimot is light. Reshimo is light. The truth is that the desire itself is also the light, only in the opposite way. There's nothing besides the light. It's only the light that appears in its posterior rather than its face. That's what we call vessels. Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Вот по поводу кли, то есть, да,
Творец хочет насладить нас. Regarding the kli, the Creator wishes to give us pleasure. And this stems from the love He has for us. I mean, that's why He made us. Meaning the reason for our making is His love for us. Out of this understanding, now we want to give pleasure to Him. Meaning specifically by love or in love is the correct connection between us and the Creator made. And that's the right kli, right? Meaning to put the emphasis on His love to us. And from that, the returning connection stems. That's the whole work, right?
Not the whole work, maybe, but that's what we start from, yeah. Okay, so we'll continue. Yes, Perkin, quickly.
In the beginning of item 102, he writes that all the forces, that the upper ones, the lower ones must also have. However, in the lower ones, additional matters are more than the upper. What does that mean?
I don't know. That's, you know, you already have the whole wisdom of Kabbalah in a single sentence. The Creator shows Himself through the will to receive in a gradual way so that the will to receive can attain all of the forces of the Creator. More and more and more deficiencies accumulate in the lower one. More intentions, more desires, they begin to divide and be classified until the desire discovers the light, until the discoverer adapts itself to the light. We don't feel the light. We feel ourselves, how we're changing by some external cause. Similar to how electricity works or electromagnetism or whatever it is. We don't feel the force itself, but rather the influence, the consequence of how these forces work on matter. Same with the upper light. We don't feel it. We don't feel the Creator. We feel that something operates us, something appears in us. And that's called the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. But it's through the power and qualities of the created being. Sure, the new one, new qualities, but only that way. That's the only way. That's a limitation over our attainment because we are nevertheless created beings and not the Creator. Item 104.
Paltzuf Tamim, which emerged in the world of Nikudim, which is the first Paltzuf in Nikudim, which emerged on the level of Keter, it has been explained that it emerged with Rosh and Guf. The Rosh came out in Abba Veima, and the Guf is the Hitpashtut of Zat from Pede Abba Veima down.
He doesn't consider the Keter the first Rosh of the world of Nikudim, and or the Osho Vitlapshut. It doesn't spread in the goof.
This Hitpashtut from Pede Abba V'im Adam word is called Melech Hadat, King of Da'at. And this is indeed the whole of the Zat de Nikudim that re-expanded to their place after the raising of man. But since the root remained in Abba Ve'ima for sustenance and subsistence to the face-to-face of Abba Ve'ima, called Moach Hadat, which couples Abba Ve'ima, their expansion from above downward into a goof is also called by that name, Melech Hadat. This is the first Melech, the first king of Nikudim.
So we have the Rosh of Keter, we don't talk about that. It works from below upwards. That's the Rosh of Itlapshut. Then there's the Rosh of Aviyud, called Abba Ve'ima, and then Guf, as usual, like each and every Potsuf. Now, this data in Rosh of Abba Ve'ima, Chochma and Bina, they make a coupling on the level of Reshimo Daled that comes during the Gadlut from Nehiovak. Then Abba and Ima couple over this Reshimo, and then the light they attract in order to bestow expands from them through their Achap, the Galgal Te'anayim of Zon, to the Achap of Zon that are below the Parsa. And that's where these vessels shatter, because they don't have the Masach to receive the light of the final correction in order to bestow. No one has that. And in that, the first king of Nikudim ends and breaks and shatters and dies. That's called the king of Da'at. Altogether, we'll have king of Da'at, Chesed, Gvura, upper third of Tiferet, lower, the two lower thirds of Tiferet, Netzach and Hod is one king, and Yesod and Malchut. Altogether, we call it seven, but it's actually eight kings, because that depends on how you count them. So it's called the seven ancient kings that died. So it's understood how it happens, yeah? All the expansions from Abba Ve'ima, they make a coupling over Daled, the goof shatters, and then Gimel, and the goof shatters, and Bet, and the goof shatters. Similar to Galgalta Ab Sagma Bon, now we have the purification of the screen that doesn't happen by its ascent from the Tabo to the Pe, as it happens in Ab and Sag, but rather the screen itself shatters as the vessels began to receive in order to bestow. And that's the reason for the shattering. Amnon. Look how I'm respecting you as opposed to the younger ones.
Thank you. Rav, when you said eight, you're talking about the king of Da'at being the eighth? Because Gal is seven.
We'll look more into it. Everyone's always asking about this number. So let's say I made a mistake. It's seven.
No,
okay, it's eight. I made a mistake. No, we'll clarify that. Wait.
You're confusing me? That's
no.
No, it's okay if you want.
No, it's eight, but we call it seven kings that died. Then why seven?
Because we'll that is it. Seven.
All right, so it's simple. I agree with you. If it calms you down, great.
No, it doesn't calm me down.
So, give the microphone, yeah.
What is the meaning of the king of Da'at dying? What discernment died?
We haven't reached that yet. We're just talking about the shattering now. What discernment? The Masach disappears. It's called dead. It cannot receive the light of life, the upper light. That's it. That's called dead.
No, Tishal.
Okay, ask.
I understand that I don't understand, and
if you don't study, learn how to ask,
can I learn how to take these sources and to read them in our Zoom? We're having Zoom 3 times a day with the intention of connection to draw the light that reforms.
If your friends agree, yes. If not, no. I wouldn't agree.
For what reason?
Because this isn't the excerpt that distorts, that gives you spirit for a whole day. That's the reason. Yes, Shai.
Regarding the shattering, suppose the heart of stone has been revealed. It's a discernment of Malchut of Malchut. Why was it required to break everything? Why does everything have to break down?
We're talking about the biggest and most general intention. What appears is that what everything else was created for, this thing bestows to this thing, to this thing, to this thing, in order to receive ultimately. That's what becomes revealed.
Meaning all the discernments, 99.9% of the discernment we could place a masach over, are worthless the moment the heart of stone appears?
There is no little in spirituality, sure. If there's one desire, but the heaviest, it's the heaviest, most powerful, if the true nature of the created being appears. And then the corrections, we'll talk about it afterwards, how through the corrections we come to the final correction. So how can it be? How can we come to the final correction if our foundation is a will to receive? And here we see that it's in order to receive. What else do we need to add to the corrections so that too will be in order to bestow? How? We'll think. In the meantime, we'll keep it that way. What do you have, Niv?
Today we were rewarded with hearing about the importance of the intention during the lesson. It's certainly always important, and we tried to remember it. But today we verbally heard it from you, with the emphasis on this matter. The question is, how can we take what we've learned, the impression we got today, and the new impression regarding the importance of the intention when we learn the preface, how can we renew it even if you don't talk about it, and tomorrow as well?
In everything, in every place, wherever, whatever you do, whether you're peeling potatoes in the kitchen or doing something especially for the group or studying with them, for sure. But in general, in every moment in life, you need to try to maintain the right intention. That's not new. But when we're studying the pticha or tes, there we have to work on the intention, because when we study the excerpt, the intention emerges from the material itself. When we study the pticha, it doesn't. And that's where we have a place to make an effort, and it's a blessed effort.
Now, regarding the intention itself, when we learn the preface, should we feel that we're together in general, or that first of all we're together in our personal tens, and then there is this general together out of the particular ten?
Think about how you study together with everyone, together with the world, together with the whole world clean. Because you can also talk about the individual ten, but here it's kind of more inclusive. I can't explain it over any further. I already kind of disconnected from it, but we'll talk about it. It's better to think during the study of Pticha or Tes about the general ten. All right, guys. Yesterday we had a meeting, a very good one, which was organized by our friends. Koka will explain to us soon what's happening.
Maybe you should say.
No, you'll say it faster.
Okay, so first of all, yesterday evening we had a meeting, Rav had a meeting with all the groups from the World Kli.
Together with
Other friends, with representatives from the social committee here in Petah Tikva that work with the whole world.
And the goal of the meeting was?
The goal of the meeting was, first of all, to strengthen the connection between all the groups and Rav, to try to scrutinize all the problems and the challenges and the groups are facing as much as we can, and to bring all the groups to one unified line and to attach it to the morning lesson.
Yeah, the questions that for the meantime were more organizational, administrative, but I hope that gradually we'll answer these questions more and more, and then we'll go into deeper questions.
Okay, so one of your advice is yesterday, you repeated it many times, that the more a person, as a person, wishes to advance, you repeated maybe dozens of times. You said you have to be in the morning lesson. You have to be. You repeated it time and again. And you also gave an advice that we should try to take out the essence of the lesson, summarize the lesson. And there's a team here that works for years. They're preparing the noon article, and they're preparing audio parts for the Zoom meetings. And thanks to our technology guys who work in the archive, we're going to start producing a daily product.
A summary of the morning lesson.
Exactly. Until today, what we sent was three excerpts. From now on, we're just going to enlarge the number of excerpts. And if a person doesn't have the time or the ability to hear the whole lesson, he will be able to incorporate in what we went through in the morning.
How will it be sent?
So it goes like this. It's going to be sent in two ways as of now, and we're going to develop one more way. The first one is directly through the email and WhatsApp. Second thing is we are publishing it on Sviva Tova. And at the same time, Mizrahi and his guys in the archive are working on putting it in the archive. When you have the date of the lesson, there's special excerpts from that day, and you just click on it, and you're going to get this few minutes of a taste of the lesson.
And languages?
The link is generic, meaning we have one link that we're sending to the whole world, wherever you are, according to your language, the way you defined the archive for your place. When you're pressing it, you're going to hear your translation. Yesterday we checked it. I sent it to friends from North America, from Russia, from South America. This guy got Spanish, he got Russian, they got English, I got Hebrew. So it works.
So it works. Okay, and we're doing this for what?
We did it so that as many friends as possible in Israel and in the world can stay in the flow of the process you're passing us through in the morning lesson.
So that basically will amount to up to half an hour.
Yes, if we connect all the excerpts, it won't amount to more than half an hour.
Very good. Okay. And every Sunday, we'll try to have this connection. Yeah.
You're all invited to watch us tonight at 5:30 Israel time, live with Rav Lightman on Sviva Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers. Have a good day. Fundamentals of Kabbalah. Kabbalah Laam College is happy to invite you to intro lectures. We're starting the course of Fundamentals of Kabbalah. We're going to meet throughout November all over Israel. Admission is 30 shekels. Please register in our website, kab.co.il, or on our phone, 1-700-509-209. At this we conclude. Thank you. Have a good day.
Come on, people, gather round.
Above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face.
Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle.
Come my way.
Completing the circle.
Unite and play.
Completing the circle. Let the love shine night and day.
Completing the circle. Come my way.
Completing the circle.
Unite and play.
Completing the circle. Let the love.
Gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round.
Let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round.
The circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round.
Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet.
Completing the circle.
Come my way.
Completing the circle.
Unite and play.
Completing the circle. Let the love shine night and day.
Completing the circle.
Come my way.
Completing the circle.
Unite and play.
Completing the circle. Let the love shine.